relevant knowledge. A quotation is a promise to supply goods on the terms stated. It is taken as a non-firm offer. The prospective buyer is under no obligation to buy the goods for which a quotation is requested, while the seller is not bound to sell what has been previously quoted if he later decides not to do. A quotation is not legally binding, though it contains some qualifying words which function as firm offers do. An efficient quotation included the following parts: an expression of thanks for the inquiry, if there is previous inquiry; name of goods, quality, quantity, and specifications; details of prices, discounts, and terms of payment; clear indication of what the prices cover, e.g. packing, transport, agent's commission, insurances; an undertaking as to packing and date of delivery; an expression of hope that the quotation will be accepted. Simply speaking, an offer is a reply made by a seller to the inquiry by a buyer. It has also been the practice for the seller to sell his goods to his regular customers and to new customers who may have interest without waiting for an inquiry. It must be communicated to the offeree and must clearly undertake a performance definite as to all essential items terms. Firm offers are made when a seller promises to sell goods at a stated price and within a stated time. A price quotation is not an offer due to lacking an express promise to sell. Like advertisements, catalogues, and circular letters, it invites buyers' offers or orders, but they do not make them. A price quotation is not a legally binding promise, but if it is made subject to certain conditions of acceptance, like with the words, "For acceptance within 5 days, this quotation is valid for 31 days, or similar qualifying words, it will turn into somewhat of a firm offer. A firm offer is a contractual obligation. Therefore, once it has been accepted unconditionally, within the term of validity, it cannot be withdrawn. Firm offers should be provided with two major requirements. First, in firm offers, the writer encloses complete affirmative specific terms of business. The major conditions of the contract are required as to names of goods, quality specifications, prices, quantity, time of delivery, shipping, terms of payment, packing and insurance. In the case of the regular customers, as the two sides are aware of the habitual practices, which has come into being in a long-term corporation, they needn't negotiate all the details one by one. Instead, they put it briefly with words, "Other terms and conditions, same as usual." Second, the beginning and the ending date and place of the validity must be given, for an offer will lose its binding force if it goes beyond the validity date. If the offeree disagree the terms from the offerer partly or completely, he may make a counter-offer, in which he may show dissatisfaction as to the price or the date of delivery or terms of payment, and make modifications instead. A counter-offer must be written very explicitly and very carefully in order to avoid misunderstanding. A sales letter is a means of advertising. Its purpose is to sell particular kinds of goods or services to selected types of customers. A competent sales letter catches readers' attention all at once to what the writer is saying and makes them eager to try the product. Try any ways to convince the readers that the product is well worth your claims. Showing around the factory and or the showroom, goods on approval are relatively advisable. In the closing paragraph, you should induce the readers to follow your advice practically. Put it in your mind throughout writing the sales letter that an order of the product is being expected to follow. So providing with a good excuse in the closing paragraph is indispensable for readers to answer your letter. Opening sentence. We know your firm through your advertising in an English newspaper, China Daily. Is leading exporter of textiles. If your price is acceptable without sacrificing the quality, we can close a deal. We have studied your offer carefully and consulted our home office and find your price is 5% higher than those offered by other suppliers. As a leading trading company, we have well-established distribution channels, enabling us to place a substantial order. Would you please first give us an indication of price? We are informed in your letter of the 3rd of February that our price for the work is too high to work on, since French goods are being offered to you at a price approximately 5% lower than that quoted by us. Thank you for your inquiry of the 1st of June, and as requested, we enclose samples of different patterns of crockery. We are pleased to quote as follows. Your inquiry of the 7th of December is now having our attention, and we will let you have our offer in a few days. We have lately received many requests for your hats, and have good reason to believe that we could place regular orders with you, provided you offer competitive prices. I am sorry to find that we have not received an order from you over a long time. Middle part. All quotations are subject to our final confirmation. Please note that we have quoted our most favourable price and are unable to entertain any counter-offer. Though we do not doubt what you say, we are of the opinion that the quality of other makes does not measure up to ours. We agreed to your proposed terms for this transaction in order to strengthen our relations. Please do not hesitate to make good use of this limited offer. We hope that your prices will be workable and the business will materialize to our mutual advantage. Desirous as we are to expand our business with you, we feel very regretful that we cannot accept your counter-offer or even meet you halfway. Our products are popular not only because they have light weight, but also durability after being specially treated. As regards sportswear shirts and wash-and-wear cotton shirts, we would inform you that 10 parcels we have at present are under offer elsewhere. These hats are of superior quality and can be supplied in a range of designs and colours wide enough to meet the requirements of your customers. Closing sentence. We can promise delivery within 5 days from receiving your order, and hope you'll find both samples and prices satisfactory. However, you may avail yourselves of the advantage of this strengthening market if you will send us an immediate reply. We are giving you the first chance in view of your previous order, but we should appreciate a prompt reply so that we can put the offer out in the event of your not being interested. We feel sure you will find a ready sale for this excellent material, and that your customers will be well satisfied with it. We hope these terms are satisfactory to you, and look forward to the pleasure of your order. Appreciation of selected business letters. Dear Sirs, we trust you received our catalogue, price list and brochure sent to you on the 18th of October. We have forwarded under separate cover a list of price reductions available. We would like to inform you especially of price reductions for our office furniture, which came into effect on November the 1st. These price reductions were made possible by currency fluctuations, in particular with the decline in the value of sterling against most major currencies. The price reductions apply to other markets in Europe, so we expect demand to increase. This may mean our limited stocks may become depleted. To avoid delay in dispatch, perhaps you would like to order as soon as possible. A fax message would be the best method of communication, since we could then begin to pack the required goods ready for dispatch. Yours truly. words and expressions. Solid tire. Air-filled tire punctures. Racing car driver. Test driver. Dealers. Manufacturers. Dear Mr. Wood, reports from all over the world confirm what we have always known, that the Reliance Solid Tire is the fulfillment of every car owner's dream. You will naturally be well aware of the weakness of the ordinary air-filled tire punctures. Split outer covers under sudden stress, and a tendency to skid on wet road surfaces. To mention only a few motorists' main complaints. Our Reliance tire enables you to offer your customers a tire which is beyond criticism in those vital qualities of road holding and reliability. We could tell you a lot more about Reliance tires, but would prefer you to read the enclosed copies of reports from racing car drivers, test drivers, and motor dealers and manufacturers. These reports really speak for themselves. You are already aware of our terms of dealing, but to encourage you to hold a stock of the new Solid Reliance, we are pleased to offer you a special discount of 3% on any order received by the 31st of July. Yours sincerely, Gentlemen. The enclosed new price list reveals a number of increases. A few figures will quickly tell you why these quotations leave us a reasonable margin of profit. Today our overheads are 40% higher than a year ago. Of the more than 100 ingredients we utilize, not a single one has failed to advance in cost. The range of these increases run from 20 to 60%. To keep in step with these widespread increases, we have had to raise our prices accordingly. I am sure you will understand. Truly yours.